On the experimental level, molecular biologist Douglas Axe has tested the Darwinian hypothesis that proteins readily accept random changes to their sequences with no adverse effect. This is necessary if mutation and selection are to have the creative power that Darwinism attributes to them. But when Axe examined the intermediates between two similar enzymes that perform the same job, he found that they all lacked biological function. Axe further examined this surprising sensitivity to mutations by randomly replacing clusters of amino acids and testing the resulting proteins for function. He found that the prevalence of sequences performing a specific function is very much lower than what would be needed for Darwinian evolution, and he concluded that functional proteins require highly extraordinary sequences. In the second category, some scientists are using ID heuristically to develop new hypotheses. For example, Darwinism suggests that pathogenic viruses should long ago have evolved resistance to solar ultraviolet radiation, UV. Yet studies in Brazil by atmospheric scientist Forrest M. Mims III shows that most airborne bacteria are quickly suppressed by even small doses of UV, and he regards this as evidence for design. Mims reasons that if ID is true, flu viruses should also be susceptible to UV from sunlight. And he published a prediction that avian influenza could be controlled by a substantial reduction in smoke from regional burning in Southeast Asia that would allow UV from natural sunlight to suppress the virus before infection occurs. In 2003, I used intelligent design to develop a hypothesis about centrioles, microscopic structures in animal cells that look like tiny turbines. There are no evolutionary intermediates to support a Darwinian explanation for the origin of centrioles, and Darwinists have been relatively uninterested in them, especially in their resemblance to miniature machines. From an ID perspective, however, centrioles may have been designed to function as tiny turbines. If so, their occasional malfunction during cell division could be an early step in the origin of cancer. The hypothesis has been published in a non-Darwinian biology journal. Like all predictions, these run the risk of being proved wrong. But it's also possible that they, or other ID-based predictions, will be proved right. ID theorists are now hard at work doing scientific experiments to test these and other hypotheses. Unfortunately, most of this research has to be done in secret, not because it is unethical or illegal, but because if Darwinists learn about it, they will try to shut it down. In 2005 and 2006, ID scientists held a series of meetings to present their research findings to each other. The meetings were private and unpublicized because some of the participants stood to lose their jobs if their involvement with ID became public. Nevertheless, ID-guided research is progressing rapidly.